Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergent zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show. Hello and welcome. Thank you for being here today, right now, at this moment. I appreciate your energetic presence, knowing that you have a lot of ways you can spend your time, and I hope that you enjoy this hour that we have together. We have a wonderful show with a guest that's going to empower you and bring out more of your magnificence. Her name is Esther Bartkew, and she's going to be talking today about surrendering, working with your soul's energy, and some energy work. So you're going to get a lot out of this hour, and I'm excited to bring her on and have our conversation begin. But first, as always, I like to start with some announcements and some things to share with you. There's so much going on right now. Later today, today is February 20th, 2013. Later today, I am going to be a guest on Karen Hager's radio show over on Transformation Talk Radio. And that is live at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern. Karen is a wonderful intuitive psychic. She has a lovely, lovely program. I'm honored to be over there. And I have a very special offer that I'm announcing on her show. It's going to be a reveal. So come over and take a listen if you have some time today or later on. That's transformationtalkradio.com. Last week, I talked about the new Atlantis and Lemuria weekly gatherings that are going to be starting March 21st and will occur every Thursday. This is a free online gathering where we're going to talk about the energetics related to these two civilizations. If you would like to be a part of that or hear more about that, I invite you to check out last week's show. That's February 13th, Conscious Cool Chic Radio Show, to learn a little bit more about it. If you are in any way pulled to learn more about Atlantis or Lemuria, there's something within you. There's some really good information there that's going to be revealed about your soul's journey. And that's part of what we're going to be talking about in these free weekly gatherings. So check that out and register to be a part of those gatherings. You can click on the link, which is there on the Blog Talk Radio show description. If you scroll down, you can join right there, and I'll get you set up with all the information. Next week on the show, I have another special guest, Lionel Philippe, who will be here talking about discovering all about who you are. He has some certifications and experience in a variety of spiritual practices, and he's going to reveal and share how you can find out more about yourself through these different practices. It's going to be a good show. And then the next day, I have a special program about why your soul purpose is my soul purpose. And this is, how do I explain this? We're going to make some connections here. Now, you, of course, have your own soul energy, but we're going to make some connections that are going to empower you to understand the bigger picture about souls, energies, and what we're all here to do. Because I work with clients who have this question, what is my soul purpose? And we're going to go into that. Now, the astrology segment of the show will return next week. We aren't going to have time to discuss it this week, but next week we're going to talk about Saturn going retrograde, which just happened on Monday, February 18th. And we're going to talk about Mercury in retrograde. Please don't groan. I think I heard some groaning. There's a purpose for all of this. There's a lot of gifts for these retrograde cycles. They usually are about focusing our attention on what we can revisit, review. And it also includes the word relax. So I, for one, embrace these retrograde cycles as they come around, and we're going to talk about those more next week. Also important to note with those with these retrogrades is that they're both in water signs. And so this is about our emotional self, our intuitive skills, our creative sharing. There's a lot connected here that we're given the opportunity to review and master. So that's going to be a good discussion. I hope you can join us for that show. Now, I'm excited to move forward with this show today because, as I said, we have Esther Bartkew here. Esther's website is whispersfromthesoul.com, and she is a facilitator of consciousness, of change and transformation. She's a spiritual mentor, an energy runner, core belief engineering practitioner, motivational speaker, and writer. She works with people from all over the globe to awaken to consciousness, break through barriers, release limitations, dissolve fears, connect to their true self. Can you resonate with all this? This is the work she does, and it's really beautiful. She uses ever-changing and evolving tools and methods, and she is going to assist you in transforming and stepping into your magnificence. So what we're going to talk about with Esther is everything she does and everything she can offer us. So welcome to the show, Esther. I'm so glad you're here.
Well, hello, Molly. You know I live here in southern Ontario, and today it's a really cold day here, and there's little bits of snowflakes in the sky, and all I'm thinking is, what a great way to spend this chilly afternoon talking about spirit and universal concepts and taking everybody listening through some wonderful energy work. So thank you so much for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. I'm excited for more people to find you and to connect with you. As I mentioned, everyone, Esther's website is whispersfromthesoul.com. So feel free to check it out and get to know her a little bit more as we're talking and sharing. And also be sure to join her email list because there's a lot of great programs she does and a lot of good information she sends. We're going to get into that a little bit later, but I just wanted to give you some ways to connect with Esther more as our conversation goes on here. So, Esther, I'm really intrigued by today's topic, and it's something that we all need and we all need reminders about, and that's surrender. So what prompted you to talk about surrender today?
Well, you know, it's been so close to my heart this year of 2013 because, you know, surrendering to a situation or surrendering to the highest and best good of universe is something many people struggle with. And I speak of that from my own personal experience and also with the clients that I work with. I notice this because how do you surrender to something that you so desperately want or want to change? And many people have a misconception that surrendering means being like a blob, sitting on a couch, doing nothing, not caring about that thing that you want so passionately. And so what I'd like to do today is open up some conscious awareness and give you some other perspectives about surrendering to help you in your life journey. And, you know, surrendering has been something, oh gosh, it's come up in my life journey, Molly, over and over again. And I'm going to be really honest with you and say I have been angered in the past when someone has said to me, oh, just surrender to it, detach from wanting it so much. Those words brought up a lot of emotion in me. I don't know if you can relate to that at all, Molly, but I had to learn about surrendering, and sometimes I still have to remind myself about it.
Absolutely. And the component of trust is in there, and faith, and all these things that we know intellectually, but then when we have to feel them and put them into practice, it's a whole other experience.
Yeah. You know, right at the beginning of this year, Universe really asked me to surrender a certain situation in my life that was present, and it was a repeating pattern for like decades. And even though I was doing my inner work on it and making change, I was still so attached to it, attached to an outcome, trying to manipulate or orchestrate the outcome under the guise of, oh, I'm creating. And, you know, that energy I was putting forth in that area of my life was actually blocking me. And so I think it was like January 1st or 2nd during meditation, Spirit asked me very lovingly, this time, Esther, will you completely surrender, detach with no judgment, no expectation, just stop fighting that. Just let it go so I can do my work in that area of your life. And finally, Molly, I said yes. Because I think in my humanness, I finally reached that wall of trying so hard. I was tired, and I just couldn't deal with it anymore. And I said, yes, I'm going to surrender. What will be. And it was hard because, as I've already said, when you want something so much in your life, you know, and somebody tells you to surrender or someone tells you to detach, don't make it so important, our human self comes forward and says, well, how does that work? How do I make something I want so much not important? And as you have already said, Molly, for me, what I realized that the answer to that was trust. Trust in myself to be okay no matter what. Trust in the universe, that universe has my back and is always working to co-create with me the desires of my heart. And really the trust that, you know, everything's always going to work out for our highest and best good. And when I came to that place of trust, what I did is I took myself through the expansion exercise. And I know I've taken some of your listeners through that exercise before, and if we need to repeat it, we can. And I just expanded my energy as big and as juicy it could be, just to prove myself that, you know what, I was bigger than that issue. That in my expanded state of an infinite being, this problem, this situation is not a problem at all. It's just a little blip. And that the emotion and the pain and the feeling of not achieving that situation just started to dissolve as I really saw that I'm bigger than that. And that's when I came to that place of true surrender of, you know what, it will be as it will be. And I'm going to be okay with that because this is how big I am. I am an infinite being, and I'm capable of creating and dealing with everything. And so it was so profound to me, and I thought, oh, that's what I really felt led. I wanted to address with everybody today.
Beautiful and so timely, because this is something that we are given many opportunities to practice. Over and over, whether it's surrendering with a relationship or something in the career or something within your dreams or your creative process, it comes back to that surrendering, because there is usually something bigger and better that we can't even fathom right outside our peripheral vision coming in. And it can only do that when we surrender.
And I want to make it clear, because you're so right. I never gave up on wanting that thing that I want. So let me be very clear about that. But when in the surrendering is when you stop fighting it and you stop that push and pull and the angst around the situation. So a lot of people think, does surrendering mean I have to give up on what I want? And I'm like, no, not at all. You just don't make it matter so much. You don't make it a life and death situation. You don't use the drama that I used to use, and this might be familiar to some people, as like I would say there in meditation, I'd go, okay, if I'm never going to have this thing, I'd rather be dead, right? Because you make it that important to you, right?
Yeah,
I know it's
not
dramatic, but I can be very dramatic if I need to be. And you had to take that charge away from it. And then one of the realizations I had along the way in this journey of surrendering, specifically in this year of 2013, is that I realized that once I surrender to the issue, the opposite of what I was experiencing is now available to me. So what does that mean? Okay, so let's say you are experiencing lack, especially let's say lack of money, just for the sake of an example, and you desire more money, and you've been doing your inner work and meditating and asking for money, and still more money is not coming to you. Now, your angst, your judgment of the situation, of yourself, your frustration of this area not shifting, your impatience keeps you in limitation or resistance. Once you surrender and say, okay, I don't like this, but so be it, and you really mean it, then you begin to create wiggle room, an ease around the situation. The walls begin to break down. Opportunities can finally make their way in. New insights and guidance can be gleaned. And the opposite of what you are experiencing, okay, so the abundance rather than the lack is now possible. And once I really realized that, that by surrendering I was opening myself to the opposite of my experience, well, I just went for it full on. And, of course, the doors began to open and change began to happen. And I know that if I just allow that issue to be and surrender and stop fighting from it, then I hold the power now instead of the issue holding the power. And what happens is when we regain the power over that issue, the pattern will begin to fizzle and dissolve. And actually, I broke the pattern, which was interesting, and I'm moving forward at warp speed. And that's because I know that now I've embraced it as not making it matter so much. And so that's really the key to this surrendering.
Absolutely. And what you can't see is how I'm nodding my head the whole time you're speaking, because all of this is so beautifully explained. And the dynamics of energy, you know, we don't understand sometimes how we are blocking ourselves, and that we might, as you said, have the intention to be creating, but that energy could be, in fact, creating a wall around us, preventing what we want to arrive. So I like that you touched on accepting what is. Can you explain a little bit more? Does that mean doing nothing? What do people need to do, right? Because there's a part of us that wants to know that.
Okay. And first of all, that's a great question. I think it's really important. And first of all, I want to give everybody a real sense or feeling of what surrendering is so that you can have a reference point to it, because it truly is a letting go. A stop fighting, as in I mentioned earlier, of being okay with what is. So I'm going to ask you, Molly, and everyone this question, because the energy of this question that it will bring to the surface will give you a sense of what surrender feels like. So here's the question. What have you made matter so much that if it didn't matter anymore would create the change that you seek? Okay, let me say that again. What have you made matter so much that if it just simply didn't matter anymore, everything would change? Now, I can tell as I'm asking the question, because I'm connected with people's energy, that there's a lot of stuff coming up for people. So, Molly, I just want to check in with you quickly before I continue on. What came up for you when you asked yourself that question?
I didn't have a lot come up. I'm not feeling it in that sense right now. So I think it'd be better to let you run with other people's energies and trust that, because I'm feeling I have so much flow right now that I don't have a lot of blocks coming up, and it feels really good. And so I know that you're going to share a lot for people around what they can do about that. So I'm going to step back and let you take the reins on this.
And that makes so much sense, because if you are in a place of total surrender, you're not making anything matter that much. But for those of us, and I'm one of those, you know, I have issues in my life that I have made things matter so much. And then when I kept asking myself this question, what if it just didn't matter anymore? And I realized that that would create the change that I seek. And when I started asking myself that question, and the people listening, just check in with yourself. Can you feel the relief in just asking that question? The awareness of, yeah, if I didn't make that thing matter so much, it would be okay. Everything would change. Now, the inner recognition of, yes, I do make that matter too much, and mattering is creating a block. And if I let go of making that matter so much, then I will create the ease. And then you begin to start to feel the ease. And in the ease, the change starts to happen, because this is how the energy works. And then what comes out of it is your inner being, your inner self starts to get excited, because now you're having a conscious awareness of, oh my gosh, this can really, really change. And all I have to do is not make that matter so much. That is the art of surrendering. And when I ask myself this question, when I find that I'm in resistance of something in my life, or I'm trying so hard to make something happen and it's just not working, I can feel it in my chest. I can feel it in my throat. I can feel it in my stomach area. So just, you know, everybody just tune in with themselves as to where they are experiencing and feeling this. And, you know, I just want to share something personally with you. When I began my spiritual journey of change in consciousness, it was all around issues of weight and food and body image and lack of self-love. And for the most part of my life, I made being skinny and looking pretty mean everything. It meant I was beautiful and successful and wanted and desirable and loved and appealing, and everything would come to me easy and the world would accept me. And if I wasn't skinny and pretty, it meant I was unlovable and unwanted, and I would never get the job and I would never get that opportunity, and nothing good ever happens to me because I'm not skinny and pretty, and no guy would ever want me, and people wouldn't want to be my friend, and I might as well crawl into a hole. I made skinny and pretty matter so much that what it did is it led to a lot of destructive behaviors, eating disorders, self-judgment, self-beat, and eventually depression. And most of the inner work I did in the early days of my journey was around this whole paradigm, because as you can see, it was big and it had many layers to it. And in truth, if someone said to me back then, well, what have you made matter so much that if it didn't matter, everything would change, I would not have gotten it. I was like closed. I would have said, I don't understand what you're saying. If I don't get control of my weight, if I don't get control of how I look, then I'm going to become fat and ugly. And that was my fear. That was my belief. If I didn't make this so matter so much, I'm going to become fat and ugly. And that just meant a whole other whole set of limiting beliefs. In fact, when I was studying, I'm a core belief engineering practitioner, which is a holistic psychotherapy. When I was studying with the creator of that therapy, Elie Wiesel, she once said to me, she goes, oh, Esther, you've got to love yourself just the way you are in order to create ease in your body so that your body will respond in kind. And I sat there in class and I accused her of wanting me to be fat and happy, because to me, that was the worst thing possible, because I had limiting judgments and beliefs of being fat and happy. They were stuck in my mind. So I made that. I'm telling you this personal story because I made that matter so much in my life that it locked me in to such limitations and destructive behaviors and an unhealthy body. And the moment that I surrendered to it and didn't make it matter so much, everything changed. So there might be some people listening today who are at the point where they can't really hear the words, what have you made matter so much that if it didn't matter, everything would change? And if that's you, I would say just keep listening. Keep listening to this program. Be open to what comes up and work through your threads. And then for the rest of you, I can feel and sense that you're having some aha moments right now. And that shift and change is happening, and you're breaking free just from reviewing that one question. And so you're starting to let go. And in just asking yourself that one question, you're starting to surrender and at least getting a sense of what it feels like, or even the opening of, you know, that surrendering is possible. Do you get a sense of that with me, Molly?
Beautiful. That was such a great reveal and sharing, because everything you did, I think, pinpointed for others exactly what they're unconsciously focusing on and how the surrender works with that. So that was wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. So can you help people figure out if they know that they need to surrender an issue, situation, relationship, pattern, and they're struggling, what do you suggest?
Okay, so first of all, and you asked me this question earlier, and I want to definitely address it. A lot of people think surrendering means doing nothing, and that's not what I'm saying at all. It may mean just being for a while, just being quiet and just accepting being in that surrender and letting go. And then what will ultimately happen is that you will get inspired guidance or action for something to do. So it doesn't mean you're just going to do nothing. It doesn't mean you're going to give up on wanting that thing that you want. You may just have to be for a while so that you can open up the energy channels. You can open up that flow, just like you are in a beautiful flow right now, Molly. And then the inspired guidance and direction will come. And that will actually create a pathway that will help you to create the desire that you want, or what universe says is even better than what you can even imagine. So, you know, I just want to make that clear. Now, how does someone know that they need to surrender an issue? Okay, well, first of all, just the recognition that I think I need to surrender this is huge. As I've already shared, I was blocked for years from even recognizing that surrender or detachment from my desire was a good thing. I just couldn't accept that. I was really close-minded to that. So if you are in a place of recognition, then I would say, wow, that is excellent, because you're almost there then. And then you might do what I did. And I'm going to give you an example of what I did at the beginning of this year, earlier in January, when my pattern came up and universe said, okay, I want you to surrender this now, finally. And I went, okay, sit with whatever it is that you need to surrender. So this is what I actually, in truth, did. I went and I sat on my sofa, and I acted like my repeating pattern was a friend. Because in many ways, it had been with me a long time, and it was a friend. And I asked it to sit down on the sofa beside me, and I told it, I'm just going to sit here with you. I'm not going to ignore you anymore. I'm not going to tell you that you're bad like I always do. I'm not going to resist you. I'm not going to eat cake to numb myself from you. I am just going to sit here with you. And it's amazing, because that's a surrendering. It's like, here you are. And it's amazing how in just doing that action, that conscious act, took the charge away from the pattern. Like I said, you're taking the power back from the pattern or the issue or the situation that had the power over you. And when that charge is gone, for some people, the pattern will just disappear. Because as we know, what you focus on expands, and what you don't focus on fizzles into the background. And then for others who have some deeply embedded layers around that issue, you'll need to start doing some inner work to release it. And yes, I had to do some inner work over the last few weeks to help with the release of that pattern. And most of you, I suspect, will get some guidance from Spirit as to inspired action steps to take, and I received lots of guidance, and I heeded it all. But just that act of being with the issue, the belief, the situation, no judgment, surrendering it to it, saying, okay, if you're going to be present in my life, then I'm not going to ignore you anymore. Let's sit on the couch and let's just be with one another. That shifts so much. And I would encourage you to take that as a tool, as an experiment, and try it in the next 24 to 48 hours and see what happens. Does that make sense, Molly?
That's so beautiful. Yes, and that's one of my practices too, is that when something comes up, whether it's a fear or an issue with that I'm feeling about something, a reaction to something, I sit on the couch with it and visit with it and allow it to speak to me. Because when we can listen back, we're really connecting to both sides of it. So I love synchronistically that you shared that too, because I think it's really powerful and it helps us approach something without that emotional charge, as you beautifully explained. So that was wonderful. So how does somebody know if they have surrendered, Esther?
Okay, well, that's a really good question, because, you know, we in our humanness are, you know, even though we say I don't have expectations, we're all looking for some kind of result. So I really acknowledge that. And, well, for me personally, you know, you'll know you've surrendered when the pattern or the issue will just go away. Or if it pops up again, you don't react to it. You're more of an observer of it. You're like, oh, isn't that interesting that came up right now? You'll notice that things begin to shift and change in that area of your life. You'll notice that energy will open up, new avenues, new doors will open up. Specifically, here's a big recognition that you're surrendering. That issue, that fear, whatever it is, doesn't occupy your thoughts as it once did, because we all know, we can all be honest with ourselves, if you make something really matter, it's on your mind 24/7. And one day, when you surrendered, you will catch yourself going, wait a minute, I haven't thought about that in a couple of days, right? And you're going to go, wow, how cool is that? And you'll begin to experience that ease and that flow. And then, as I mentioned earlier, you'll begin to experience the opposite. Because once you surrender, you open yourself to the opposite of your experience. And I have to address one thing, because I loved how you said, Molly, I sit with it on the couch and I talk to it. As a core belief engineering practitioner, that's exactly what I do with my clients. I take that fear, that worry, that issue, that problem, and I help people have a deep conversation with it and bring all the beliefs and the judgments and the patterns and everything to the surface. So you are already intuitively doing that, because we can learn a lot from these issues that keep repeating in our lives. When we ignore them or in our resistance to them or numb ourselves with food or drink or shopping or whatever it is, it's so hard for us to move forward. So you've surrendered when it's just, there's an ease that comes about it. You're in that beautiful flow that you are in, Molly.
And another observation or technique that I have found very helpful is that when we really want something, we can be energetically grasping it. So if you were to take your hand and you were to grasp something with your palm facing down, you're holding on tightly. But when you turn your hand around and you are palm up and you open your hands and you just allow something to sit in your hand, instead of grasping it, you're just allowing it to be. That's another form of surrender, and that's a visualization that I do when I'm focused on something or concerned with something. I thought, well, if I'm not grasping it and I'm just allowing it to sit in my hand openly, that instantly changes the energy of it for me.
Oh, I love that. I love that. That is so great. I can feel that as you're talking about it. And so, you know what I'd like to do, because I'm sure as we've been talking about surrendering, people have been reflecting on certain areas of their life that they would like to surrender. And if it's okay with you, Molly, I'd like to take everybody through some energy work to help start releasing, to prepare to do your own inner work. Would that be okay with you?
Absolutely. Let's do it.
Okay, perfect. So what I'd like everybody to do is just to be really comfortable wherever they're seated, and just to please make sure that your feet are flat on the ground. Typically when I work with people, it doesn't matter if they're sitting, lying, or standing. However, for this little bit of work I'm going to do with you, I want you to be grounded with your feet flat on the floor. And okay, what I'd like everybody to do is just to start with our breathing. And to take deep breaths. You're going to hear me breathing, and that's okay. I want you to take deep breaths, just allowing the breath to move the energy. And what we're doing with the deep breaths is awakening the systems of the body with the breath. So breathe. Breathe right into the heart and into the lungs, right down into the pelvic floor. Excellent work. Breath, very important in this little process I'm going to take you through. Keep breathing. Deep breaths. Okay, good. Energy starting to move now with the breath. Now, during this activation process, whether you are listening live or to the recording, you are receiving the benefit of the energy. I want all of you to know that. And I'd like you to just imagine or command that we are standing in a circle. All of us listening, either live or on the recording, I'm standing in the middle and a golden thread of light connects you and I. So I'm like the hub of the wheel. And each person has their own golden strand of light connecting to me, thereby initiating this group process, but with individual attention. And as you connect with me in this way, you are also connecting with my team of universal guides who will be directing this process and assisting. And their energies will be moving amongst us, working with each person individually, of course, with your permission. And at any time, if you want the energy to bypass you, just disconnect from me, for you are always in charge of your own process. Keep breathing. Okay, good. And I'm just going to call in spirit right now to assist us in this clearing process. Also, the beings of light I work with, the tribunal, my channeling guides, Archangel Michael, Melchizedek, Metatron, and any other beings of light who would like to assist us today for our highest and best good in helping us to surrender. Thank you for being present. Now, for each of you, I would like you to look down to your feet. And we're going to step onto the new earth. We're going to ground into the new earth. And this is the fifth dimensional new earth energy grid that has now emerged and is separating right now from the 3D energies. Just direct yourself to step onto the new earth grid. And for me at the beginning, I just imagined the number 5 and the letter D, and I stepped onto that. And over time, I envisioned a glowing new pink earth, which I grounded into. And now I actually see the pink quartz crystalline grid of the fifth dimension vibrating our own unique grid signature. So whatever is presenting itself for you, and if you're not a visualizer, just command it, and it will be so. I want you to step and ground into the new earth energy. And at the bottom of your feet, you have feet chakras. Open them up and clamp those chakras onto the new earth energy and allow yourself to sink in. Maybe about 10 or 20 centimeters, 3 or 4 inches. Get a good grounding. Okay, good. And we're going to activate the energy in the vortex that I'm going to be working with you in today. And so I want you to just to notice or command the energy of the new earth to begin spinning now around your feet in a counterclockwise rotation. Let's get that moving. Good. And remember, the beings of light I work with are helping and assisting you here, so you cannot do this wrong. And while this is taking form, if you look down at your feet and imagine there was a clock there at your feet, the energy is moving from 12 to 9 to 6 to 3 and then up to 12 again. That is the counterclockwise rotation. And the reason I use this counterclockwise spin is that in the 3D world, we were spinning clockwise. And if you imagine a clockwise spin, it moves downward and grounds into density. A counterclockwise spin moves upward into lightness and expansion. And also, when I was doing my research, I discovered that the planets and the sun and the universe are all on that counterclockwise spin. So I want us to be right in sync with that. Okay, good, excellent. Everybody's doing great, and I see that the spin has taken hold at everybody's feet, so we're going to begin to move that vortex of energy from the new earth spinning up your body now. So imagine that this energy is just spinning counterclockwise, beginning to move now up around your body in a cone shape with the point at your feet on your grounding platform. Bends right around your body, and your auric field in a V-shape, cone shape, moves right up into the universe. And as we work in the spinning vortex, what it does is allows us to encompass all of you and all of your lifetimes, all dimensions, past, present, and future, so that when we make change in this vortex, the change is happening on all levels and layers and dimensions and lifetimes. Keep breathing. Excellent. Moving up, up, up. Allow the spin of the vortex to keep moving higher and higher and right up into the universe. Just let it go up. Good. Oh, vortexes are a beautiful upflow of energy. They expand and stretch consciousness. In metaphysics, the vortex is used as a portal into other galaxies and dimensions. It is just this most fabulous, yummy place to heal and manifest, and I work a lot in this vortex energy with myself and with my clients. Keep breathing, and the spin will continue through the process. The beings of light are going to help us with that. Okay, now what I'd like to do is take all of you up into the great central sun. And we're going to travel there, so I want you to just take your attention up, 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 right up into the sun, and we're going to connect with the cleansing rays of the sun. This is very powerful energy. And the beings of light are working with us to make sure that each of you get enough of these cleansing rays, but not too much to overwhelm, because it's very strong energy. Good. And allow the rays of the central sun to start coming into your body now. Just visualize it or command it, and it is so, down through your crown chakra. And as they move down through your body, down through your chakra column, the high frequency of the sun rays are releasing, clearing and transmuting all the limitations holding you back from moving into that place of surrender on that issue that just matters so, so much. All of the fear of surrender, just let it go. Breathe in the in-breath, breathe in those beautiful rays of the sun, and on the exhale, just let go of all the limitations keeping you back from surrendering, releasing the fear, the limiting beliefs that you are holding, any outdated perceptions of what surrender is. The idea that surrender is just giving up on what you want. Oh no, the resistance that you have to surrender. The lack of trust in self, the unknown, the universe, using the rays to cleanse you and clear you. Breathing them in and on the exhale, releasing them. Releasing any fear of change. Beginning to clear and transmute all of the benefits and motivations of holding that issue in place. Yes, keep breathing. Using the breath to move into your body and the energy field, the rays of the central sun. Whew, and on the exhale, releasing the density, the limitations and lower vibrations that are no longer needed, that you are ready right now to let go of. There you go. Okay, so I'm getting for some people, fear is coming up again. There's questions like, well, what does this all mean? What is it going to look like? Where is this going to take me? What will come out of all of this? Okay, that's what I get is coming up for some of you. Oh, so that's fear of the unknown, fear of change, again, lack of trust. Many of you holding that in your heart center, your solar plexus. So I want you to focus, if that's you, on where it's presenting. And allow the energy of the sun to just move through, sweeping away all of that fear, all of the limitations, letting it go. This is your opportunity to let this go. Okay, excellent. Now I want each of you just to reflect on that question I asked earlier. What have you made matter so much that if it didn't matter, everything would change? And all the energy that comes up right now when you ask yourself that. The rays of the central sun are clearing it away, dissolving that. So you're just left with the conscious awareness that making something matter so much is the block. And that opens the door to change. That opens the door to surrendering. And that opens the door to helping you get what you truly want or better. Because that's how much the universe loves you. Once again, what have you made matter so much that if it didn't matter, everything would change and all that energy, all of that, all of the threads attached to it, the layers, the push-pull, the resistance, allow it to come up to the surface. You can have a big release here if you want. Allow it. Let it rise out of your cells, out of your skin, out of all layers and levels of your being, of your conscious, of your subconscious mind. Breathing and allowing the energy just to sweep it away, sending it out into that outer vortex that we set up earlier, sending it off into the universe for transmutation. Whew, okay, excellent. Lots of letting go here. And while that continues, allowing to release, I want to fill up all those empty spaces as we're clearing out. I always like to fill up the empty spaces with the nourishment from the universe. So just allow the release to continue to take place, and I want you to take your attention up to where you know Source to be. So when you pray or meditate and you connect to Source and you look up, just take your attention to wherever that is. And then just ask the golden light of Source energy, and some of you may experience it as a white light. That's perfectly fine. Just ask it to begin moving now into your body through the crown of your head, feeding you, nourishing you with the light of Source, like warm honey dripping into your being and field, providing you with everything that Source has to offer, the peace, the joy, the love, the calmness of surrendering, the creativity, the abundance, the health, the well-being. Breathe it in. Breathe in this golden light of Source, filling all of your cleansed out areas and cells, filling your heart center, moving this beautiful light of Source energy, the nourishment, the food. Oh, this is available to you 24/7, every day of the year, for the rest of your life, for all of eternity. Bringing it down to your pelvic floor. Ooh, flooding all of your cells. Moving this beautiful nourishment of universe down your legs. Oh, allow it to move out of the bottom of your feet, grounding you into a new vibration of the new earth energies, because we keep, during this transition period from the third to the fifth dimension, we keep moving along new paths and new tracks of the fifth dimension. We keep upgrading ourselves. And just by moving through this exercise, oh, we're upgrading you to a new position, a new track of the new earth energies. Just keep breathing. Okay, excellent. So this clearing and activation is now complete. The release will continue over the next hours, even days ahead. Just allow yourself and your own personal meditation time to continue to be nourished by the Source of Universe. Keep breathing. Excellent. I want to just take a moment and thank Spirit and all the beings of light present today for being with us, for helping us in this journey of surrender. And so it is. Just take a couple more deep breaths. Oh, good work, everyone. Just take a minute to move your arms and your legs. Open your eyes. Bring your awareness back into the room. Sip some water. I always have water close by. I trust you do too. And good work, everyone. Just remember to engage in self-care for the rest of the day. Ooh, that was tremendous work. I can feel tingles. I'm getting tingles. That's always my sign that energy was moving. I'm just going to wait for Molly to get back on the line.
I am here. That was beautiful. I feel that there could be some very powerful dreams that happen tonight for people as well. As we're moving this big energy and clearing things out, you might have new aha moments come through. You might feel some messages in your sleep. These doorways that open really take us to new places, and they can show up in our dream state. So thank you so much, Esther. That was awesome.
Oh, thank you for giving me the opportunity to do that. I always like to do a little energy work with everybody. And you are so right, Molly. I'm one of those girls who just processes like crazy at night in my dreams. In fact, last night before I went to bed, there was something I was unsure about, and I had a dream, and my answer came in the dream. So I love how that happened. So thank you for reminding everybody. That was really intuitive and perceptive of notice your dreams. And for those of you who say, I don't remember my dreams, that's okay. They're still happening. You're still accessing the information on some way through your subconscious mind. You're still getting the benefits of that dream work.
Absolutely. And there are a lot of astrological energies in Pisces right now. And so our dream state, as well as these meditations and deeper levels of transformation, are all supported right now in ways that they might not normally be. So you could also be experiencing more vivid dreams or feel these energy clearings more strongly, and that's because it's part of the cycle we're in individually and collectively. So this was, of course, divinely timed, Esther, that you are able to share all of this with us. And I want to let everyone know that we're doing this live on February 20th, 2013, but any day you are listening to this, the energy is contained within this session. So you could be listening to this months in advance or months later and be feeling that same vibe, and you might think, oh, well, the planets aren't in Pisces anymore, or the time has passed, but it's all contained here. The vibration, the frequency is all right in this conversation, so you have access to it. And I think that's a really important thing for people to understand when they're listening to these in the archives.
So, yes, energy transcends time, so it's wonderful that we live in a universe like that.
Yes, absolutely. And that's part of the fifth dimension and higher, is that we don't reference clocks and calendars and all those measurements as often. We're above it. We're, you know, we have that omnipresent access to energy. So that's what makes these clearings so powerful too. And also, I think this has been a wonderful introduction to the work you do, the classes you offer, the workshops you do. And I know you have a big one coming up here next week on February, is it the 25th or 26th?
Monday, February the 25th.
Okay.
It's the Soul Signature Master Activation Process.
I think that's such a great title. Yes, we have time to talk about that. Let's say that title again, because there's a lot of powerful words there. I mean, that's some heavy-hitting stuff.
Yeah, it's the Soul Signature Master Activation Process. And, you know, a lot of people don't realize that each person has their own unique soul signature. It is the energy of who you be at the spark of your creation. When Source created you, that little spark, you had your own soul signature, and it's a vibration. It is a frequency. It's a color. It's a tone. It's a sound. It's an energy. It is what makes you unique and distinct. So when you're doing something that a million other people are also doing, it is your soul signature that makes what you're doing so unique and distinct. The problem is we've lost track of our soul signature. We've lost track of this uniqueness of ourselves. Or if we are expressing it, we're not expressing it to the fullness of who we truly be. And so in this Soul Signature Master Activation Process, I am going to be taking you through 60 minutes. It's via webinar of pure energy work, very similar to what I've done with you today. I'm going to take you into the vortex. And what I'm going to do is help you to connect with your own unique soul signature. And we are going to learn about it. We're going to become familiar with your unique soul signature so that you can start rebuilding a relationship with it. I'm going to help you bring it into your body. Begin to embed it into your cellular system, your RNA, your DNA, your skin, on the lenses of your eyes, so that you're going to be able to just breathe in your soul signature and begin to be the embodiment of it, so that you can start walking in the new earth energies, in this fifth dimensional world, the true expression of who you truly be. And as I'm taking you through this activation process, of course, we're going to clear everything that just does not belong and all of the limitations holding you back. And at the same time, bring in the blueprint of who you be at that spark of creation. So this is going to be another way to awaken you to your true self, and that's what I'm all about, always limiting the beliefs, taking away the limitations, the fears, so that you can awaken to your true self. And by doing this, you are going to be able to step more fully into who you truly be. You know, gifts and talents and abilities that you never knew you had will start springing forward. You know, I believe so strongly in self-love. You're going to start to fall in love with yourself again, because you're going to get acquainted with who you are as your soul signature. and just like I said, break free of so many of the limitations. And all of this is just to create more ease and joy in your life and to be the fullness of who you are. And so this is the activation process that I'm going to be doing on Monday. And I do these types of processes quite frequently throughout the year. This one starts at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, so that's 4 p.m. Pacific. And what I want you to know is if you're saying, oh, my gosh, Esther, I want to do this, but that is not a good time for me, the replay is going to be available for 7 days following the activation. And when you access the replay, everybody can click on the link and download the activation as an MP3 download, so you will always have it. And you can listen to it again and again if you want. So if you can be with us live, that's great. If you can't, as Molly's already explained, the energy is always embedded into the technology. You are going to get a replay. You are going to get an MP3 download of this. And so that you can really work this year in just being the embodiment of your soul signature. And so that's what we're going to be doing Monday night.
Wonderful. How can they sign up?
Well, do you have a link on your website? I think you do. Do you not?
I do. I have. They can go to ConsciousCoolChic.com under events and classes, or directly to you at WhispersFromTheSoul.com. Either way, there are links there, and there is a way to register and go through everything that you're going to cover. I mean, this is a beautiful bullet list, bullet point list of everything that's going to happen during this session, and it's very empowering, and I love that they can listen to it again and again, because chances are we forget these things and we need to come back to them, and you have that authentic connection available at any time. That's wonderful.
Absolutely. And just so, you know, I always say that once you've taken yourself through a process, the work is done. It is complete. But again, in our humanness, we like to go through things again. We like to remind ourselves. We like to have those reminders, or even say, you know what, I think there's a little bit more of a layer there that I want to get through. And so, you know, I love to be able to offer those MP3 downloads. They're so helpful to people. And I just invite everybody to, you know, either sign up through Molly's website, or you can go directly to my website, whatever is your preference. And, you know, if it feels light and right to you, if it really resonates to you as we're talking about it, if your inner being is saying, yes, I want this, that's the indication that Spirit is saying there is something there for you. Please come and join us. It's going to be a powerful night. These energy activations are always so tremendous. And I just thanks for allowing me to speak about it for a few minutes and getting the word out, Molly.
Absolutely. It's very important, and you offer a lot of value for that time. I want to let people know, too, that they should sign up for your newsletter, because you do have a special event you do every month. You have a free channeled reading that you do.
I do. Every month, from everyone who signs up to my newsletter, I hold a random draw for a free channeled reading, and I have been known to actually draw two or three names during the month, just as Spirit gives me the nudge. And then you also get up to date on everything that I'm doing. I send out interesting questions, like the question I posed today, and also I do some free events, so I want you to be aware of the free events I offer as well if you're interested in this type of energy work.
Wonderful. So everyone, again, Esther's website is whispersfromthesoul.com. She is also on Facebook and Twitter, very busy on Twitter, so connect with her at those places if those are also your social media outlets, and stay up to date with everything that's going on. Esther, I thank you so much for being here with us today, for all the wisdom you shared, for everything, and especially the energy work. It's beautiful.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, Molly. It was a great way to spend an afternoon.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. We will be back live next week, and I wish you a beautiful, beautiful February afternoon. Namaste.
I have become alive. I wish that I could have this moment for life. Moment.